This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. We're glad you're with us on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His birthday, Dr. King's, was January 15th, born in 1929, Atlanta, Georgia. He'd be 91 years and 5 days old, but each year we celebrate his birthday on a Monday, and this year it's on January 20th, which next year will be Inauguration Day. Who will be the president taking the oath of office on January 20, 2021? Will it be Donald John Trump? Will it be Mike Pence? Will it be some Democrat? We'll talk about that with our two guests, Faye Williams, the head of the National Congress of Urban Women for many, many years, named as one of Ebony Magazine's most influential African Americans, three times running, and Daryl Glasper, former Metro councilman, of course, switched from the Democratic fold to the Republican fold. But one thing I think both will agree on, maybe I'm wrong, but the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, and since it is his day, Daryl Glasper, you were born, I think, in 1953. So you were
10 years old.
Well, you were 14 when he was killed.
When he was killed, but 10 and 63 when a lot of the...
The August 28th, 1963, the most famous speech in the 20th century.
That's right. And back then they had the little box of black and white TVs. But look, let me tell you, he's always going to be a giant in the hearts and minds of many people, regardless if you, whatever race or nationality. And he was a world figure. He had a vision for what the country should look like and should act like, and he demonstrated that until the day he was killed.
Faye Williams, what about Dr. King's legacy? We've made great strides in America since his death, but we have miles to travel. Where do we stand right now, and how much of the improvements, the advances, were made responsible by Dr. King?
Well, let me first of all say hello to my brother, Mr. Glasper. I know that we're going to have a great day, and we're going to agree on many things today. I just came from listening to Bill Clinton speak at the breakfast here in Washington, D.C., and he made some very, very important points. One of them was that there is a book somewhere that's going to capture our vigilance or our neglect. Today, what I hope is that more people will find that it's important for them to be vigilant to keep the dream alive. And because everything has not happened that Dr. King, you know, envisioned would happen, doesn't mean that we quit, that we sit down. And it was Bill Clinton who made this a day of service, you know, not just a day off, but that it would be a day on so that we give service. And I also like to always quote my friend Dick Gregory, who said, Dr. King made it clear that we no longer have to accept second-class citizenship. And I think with that acceptance, we'll be out there, we'll be working with people who are of like mind. And we know today that we have more people of different cultures who agree with what Dr. King was trying to achieve, and more people are working for it. So there is still hope that we will achieve that dream someday.
877-217-5757 is your number for Dr. E. Faye Williams and Daryl Glasper, and if you'd like to comment on Dr. King or the impeachment trial, which begins tomorrow in the U.S. Senate, you have the floor to do so. And the impeachment trial of 1999 in January of that year resulted in Bill Clinton being acquitted on two articles of impeachment. This time, President Trump faces the same scenario, and he is almost certain to be acquitted because it takes two-thirds support. But there's a question as to whether even one Republican, even Susan Collins or Mitt Romney, some of those who have voiced concerns about the president, will vote to convict the president on either of the articles of impeachment. Daryl, how do you see it?
I see it very simple, Jim. You know, having come out of the political arena, and my good friend Dr. Williams on the other end, know that there are two different branches, or actually three different branches of government. They had the right to do it, Jim. They had the right to impeach him. I think it was flawed. I don't think that they had anything to do with high crimes and misdemeanors. You know, obstruction of Congress, I don't think is a peaceable offense. But at the end of the day, they had the authority and had the votes to do it. It's all political. Now it goes over to the Senate. The Senate has the right to try the case, and I think he's going to be acquitted. And I also think he's going to be reelected in 2020.
Faye Williams, is it all political, as your friend Daryl Glasper says?
Well, it's political. I guess almost everything is political, but that does not make it right, all of the things that Donald Trump has done to take us back. And it's just amazing that at this time we're celebrating Dr. King and all of his dreams for this nation and for the world, that we have impeached a president who has committed so many wrong things, whether they're crimes or not. I think it's not important. They are wrong, and they're not things that we want our children to be able to do. So all I can say at this time is that it's my responsibility to help to bend that arc back the way that Dr. King talked about, being long, but it bends toward justice. I had a chance to go and see a movie yesterday called, Justice. I've forgotten the first part of it. But anyway, it reminded me of the old South, the time when things were really bad for us. But I can say today, not seeing any black people involved in all of this that's going on with the president, it's good to be black today.
877-217-5757. It would appear that every Republican senator in the South, which... means almost every senator in the South, will vote to acquit the president, and maybe even the lone Democrat in Alabama, Doug Jones, will vote to acquit the president as well. He's up for re-election in that state, and we saw last week on Monday night when President Trump cascaded across the floor of the Superdome with his wife, the First Lady Melania. There was an overpowering response in favor of the president in the South, unlike the standing boo he got in Washington, D.C. at the World Series. Daryl Glasper, why is the president so popular in the SEC states, all 11 of them?
Well, let me tell you, more than the SEC states, the president is very popular among those in this country, regardless of their background, business, ethnic group, whatever the case it could be. It's because the guy did what he told you he was going to do. When he was running for office. Look, you know, I admire and respect and the grit that my good friend Dr. Williams have, and I truly admire her for it, because she staked the ground and she wants to stay in it. But what I try to do is appeal to those on the other side, being African-American and Republican, that this president has done things that's good for this country, and that's why he's so popular.
Well, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls from Rasmussen, The Economist, Reuters, Politico, Quinnipiac, NPR, PBS, Gallup, and The Hill, the president's approval rating in an average of all those polls is 44.1%, 52.7% disapprove, but he won the election in 2016 with 46.1% of the votes, 53.9% of the people voted for someone else. Faye Williams, is this president, despite the troubles he's facing, headed for re-election? Will he be taking the oath of office again a year from today?
Well, one can always say that the Russians may be involved again, and that would prevent justice from being served. But I think that people are going to be more energized this year to vote against what this president has taken our country to. He has certainly... had us lose respect around the world, no matter what he says he has done. There are more people who worked with him who are in jail or on their way to jail now, so certainly that means they have not been doing good things. And just because the president is popular with some people doesn't mean he's popular with others. Another study said that over 80% of black Americans do not approve of what the president is doing, does not think that he is good for us. So, you know, when he says, this is my African-American, that's about the amount of, hope that he has or support that he has in our community. We will vote. We have more of a reason to vote than anybody else. But I hope that everybody will see through this. And just because the Senate does not convict him doesn't mean that he is not guilty and that he's not bad for this country.
Go ahead, Daryl.
You know, the good thing about it, you know, we all have opinions. I don't know what surveys Dr. Williams is looking at, but I can tell you right now that this president got more African-American vote than any Republican. That's number one. Number two, that this president has not backed away from asking African-Americans for their support. He has not backed away from doing things criminal justice reform.
How many African Americans does he call low IQ individuals?
Well, I don't know about that, Jim. I've never read or seen that anywhere.
He's done it to many.
Well,
Elijah Cummings.
Well, hold on a sec.
John Lewis.
Hold up. Now you got to remember. Let's go back now. You're talking to Daryl. They attacked him. He has a right to attack them.
Not in that way.
Well, listen to me.
He doesn't attack his white foes in the same way.
What name of white politician he's called low IQ? I can't tell him how to engage in combat, but I can tell you, you know, when I was elected, when they attacked me, what did old Darrell do? I attacked back. You know, you listen to me. You like my grandmother said, you turn the other cheek, but then you throw the other fist. And I'm going to tell you something.
Well, speaking of fists, I don't think the president would last 5 minutes in the neighborhood you and I grew up in. I think he would be down for the count.
No, he wouldn't.
877-217-5757 is your number. Back with Dr. Williams and Daryl Glasper after this 90-second pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And in studio is Daryl Glasper, longtime activist, Democrat turned Republican, former Metro Councilman, and Dr. E. Faye Williams in Washington, D.C. And, of course, many years ago, she came within an eyelash of defeating Clyde Holloway for the old 8th Congressional District seat in the U.S. House. And to show you how things have changed in Louisiana, we now have 6 U.S. House members rather than 8. So we have not gained population as fast as a country, and as a result, we have lost people in the U.S. House. Let's go to Stuart in St. George to begin our telephonic conversation with listeners. And Stuart, you're on the air with Dr. Williams and Councilman Glasper.
Hi, Stuart. I just wanted to say that talking about the president's reelection chances, it is indeed likely that he could win reelection next year, but what is also exceedingly likely, and it's almost guaranteed, is that he would win the election, but he will not win the popular vote. And that is frankly very disturbing to me and quite a few other people that for 2 times in a row, a president will be elected without the majority of people in this country actually wanting him to become president. Now,
all right. I want Daryl to comment on that. Now, when you say majority, that would be above 50. There have been a number of presidents elected without 50% of the vote, but most of them have won a plurality of the vote. But this president, he lost the overall vote by almost 3 million votes, and this time around he probably will do the same, and he may or may not win in the Electoral College. Daryl, do you like the Electoral College?
I love it.
I bet you do.
Well, no, hold up. Not just now. I mean, Electoral College means that the smaller states – have a stake in the game, okay? You know, you talk
it
about
it means they have more of a stake.
Well, not more of a stake.
Well, sure, their votes count more.
No, look, Jim, California, for example, I mean, it's a liberal state. Come on, now look, that is true. Real liberal state.
They're still Americans.
But you have New York, real liberal state. But then you have the smaller states, and that's just the way the framers of the Constitution said. Look, everybody has an equal share of the pie, okay? And so, as a result, Electoral College is the system that we go by. Now, listen to me. They liked Electoral College while they were winning, but they don't like it now because the majority of the people in those states said, look, we're not going to become a socialist nation. We're not going to be helping.
All right, well,
you know, those types of things.
It's the only election in America, Faye Williams, where the person who can get more votes and still lose. Is there something wrong with the system we have?
I think there is, Jim, but what we have to do is not just complain about it, but to make sure we elect people in this year that will make that change. We need, of course, we see not just the House, as we do have, but we need the Senate, and we need a new president to make the changes that's going to be more helpful to the people than what we have now. We see that we have terrible things going on. We have Daryl, my brother, I'm sorry he's doing it, but talking about attack. This is Dr. Martin Luther King Day, and he talked about nonviolence being the powerful and just weapon which cuts without wounding people, but it ennobles people, and it wields a great deal of power. That's what we have to know, the power of the people. We preach that all the time. We're not seeing the power of the people, though, when we have the Electoral College.
Joseph in Industrial Plex. Joseph, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. How y'all doing? I'm a Republican. I'm a 61-year-old Republican, and I was all for the president being elected. But during this convention when he was being in office, getting ready to be elected, he had this young black lady was in the audience. Instead of standing up for that young black lady, he let the people talk about her, degrade her and stuff, instead of say, get out of here, get out of here. What kind of president is that? I mean, that changed my mind about him, all of that. I just deplore him right now.
Daryl?
Well, when you have, listen to me, in any organized society, you're going to have those that are protesters, right? And you only have so much time in these arenas. And like anything else, I mean, shit, they throw them out the city council meetings, they throw them out the legislature. Go down to the legislature and go down there and start boycotting in the back of the legislature and see, don't the sergeant arm get your tail thrown out there. But so, look, let me tell you something. It is what it is. They have those that like him and those that dislike him.
All right, 877-217-5757, Laverne in Mid-City. You're on with Dr. Williams and Daryl Glasper. Hi, Laverne.
Yes, I'm calling about the president's, how he affects military action in our country. I think this assassination of another country's military leader is wrong. And he puts young, mostly poor, a lot of them African-American soldiers in harm's way. And it's, to me, it seems like he's doing it for oil.
Faye Williams, the president who opted not to serve in Vietnam, he did assassinate a foreign adversary. Was that appropriate to take out Soleimani, the head of the Iranian military, as he did? Faye Williams, what do you think?
I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I certainly have no love for Mr. Soleimani, but again, I don't believe that it's right to to assassinate people, and it is against our laws to assassinate the leader of another country. We can assassinate people like bin Laden and others who do not belong to a state that we can negotiate with, but I would like to hope that there was some negotiations going on, like President Obama did with Iran. President Trump has just decided to take all of that away. And besides, he denigrates everybody in our country, including our FBI, our CIA, Hispanics, all immigrants except the wives he's had who were immigrants, the LGBT community, the generals. I mean, when he denigrated the generals, I could not believe that he had anything good in mind for our country. He called them dopes. I mean, these are the people who go to war for us, and yet you're killing somebody from another country. And you're doing just as bad with people from our country. It's wrong. We've got to get back to nonviolence and not what's happening, for instance, in Virginia today, where the president is supporting these gun owners and these radical people who are there trying to tear down our country, threatening to kill people, you know, just because they want peace in our country.
Leonard on Airline. Hi, Leonard. You're on with Dr. Williams and Councilman Glasper.
How you doing, Joe?
Fine.
I just want Mr. Glasper to answer this question for me. If the president is sitting in front of the White House, on the White House lawn, and asking another country to investigate Joe Biden and his son, and they turn around and say he didn't say it, and none of the Republicans even try to say anything about that, what I'm trying to understand is how can the Republicans, how can they see a truth in a lie?
Let me tell you, first of all, Joe Biden stood on national TV and said that he was going to withhold $1 billion if they didn't file the prosecutor that was investigating his son. That's a crime. He was the vice president of the United States of America.
Well, why wasn't the president calling for investigations of other Americans? Only Joe Biden.
Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. The president of the United States, and see, it's kind of like the house I grew up in, this ain't no damn democracy going on here. He's the president. He's the commander in chief. He had the right to hold the money. He had a right to it.
No, he did not.
Well, hold on just a second. Congress approved it. Now, Jim, let me tell you. You're talking somebody come out of the system.
We don't have a dictatorship.
Well, no, it's not a dictatorship, but I'm just saying he had the right to do it. That's like my grandmother said. I have a right to do it. You have a right to listen. So the bottom line is, the president of the United States.
He had the power to do it. He didn't have the right to do it.
He had the power and the right to withhold the money, and he said, listen to me, the tape, he gave you the tape. As a former investigator, and I thought I was a very good one, The tape is the evidence. There was nothing wrong on the tape.
There was no tape. It was a transcript.
It was a transcript of the tape. I'm just saying, it was a tape.
That's good enough for you?
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Okay.
Come on.
Faye Williams, how do you see it? Did the president have the right to withhold that money?
Absolutely not. Congress makes the laws, and the president carries out those laws. He did not carry out. Even people in his own government warned him that it was illegal what he was doing, but he didn't care because he was looking for a special private favor for himself. Mr. Parnas has witnessed that. Others have come along and said the same thing. So we know that this president is not good for this country. He is for himself. He wants to make more money while he's in office as long as he is. He's not good for our country. He's embarrassing us, and he needs to be out of office.
Daryl's laughing. The president needs to make some money to offset that $130,000 he paid to Baton Rouge's Stormy Daniels.
That's right.
Right?
Let me tell you this. One of the things about the President of the United States is that he's doing the best job that he can for this country.
We're back after the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing. Glad you're listening on a holiday. And if you're so inclined, please give us a call. A bit more time with Dr. E. Faye Williams and former councilman Daryl Glasper. 877-217-5757. Daryl on the right, Faye on the left. And if you'd like to send us an email, talk@talklouisiana.org. The president's impeachment trial starts tomorrow. Dan downtown. Hello, Dan. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Morning. Mr. Glasper, you state that Trump has done what he said he'd do, but there's still no wall and no chance Mexico will pay for it, to say nothing about the national debt because of the tax breaks for the rich.
Has the president delivered on everything he said?
He's delivering on as much as he can, Jim. You got to remember, it takes the House and the Senate both to implement some things, but he's done a lot of things on his own that I think is good for the country. I can tell you, illegal immigration hurts the African-American community more than anybody else. I've been saying this for 3 years now, actually before that. You have 11 million illegals in this country that take jobs from those people that are legal. And then, too, Jim, what really breaks my heart, I travel a lot. In every major area in the country, where you have these urban population, they have homeless people sleeping on the street, on benches, on the interstates. Some of them have mental problems. Some of them have financial problems. And that really breaks my heart. And to see African-American politicians in Washington, D.C., both in the House and in the Senate, stand up and we worried about foreign aid, $400 million, $150 billion. We give away more money out to $4.4 trillion than any nation on this earth. We take care of everybody. We're not taking care of our own people. And let me tell you, and they celebrate that. That's wrong.
Dr. Williams?
Well, first of all, I want to say there is no such thing as an illegal person. There may be undocumented people in this country. But Darrell is kind of contradicting himself. He talks about all the things this president has done for African Americans, and then he turns around and says we give away all our money and we don't do anything for people in this country. I don't want to compare you with the current president, but there's something wrong with being documented to have told 16,000 documented lies. And I want to mention LSU and those players the other day at the White House, where you have the president who just felt free to use profanity to those young people instead of teaching them something right and just congratulating them. I wonder how their parents felt about that profanity-laced remark that he made to those players.
You must be don't listen to the rap music. Rap music a lot better than that, but worse than that. Look, I want to say this. I'm not contradicting myself. I'm saying that in this country, we have people. Let's start the race out the equation here. We have individuals in this country who are Americans. They are our brothers and our sisters. They are Americans who are suffering, and we are giving away money to individuals. And the word illegal, I'm gonna tell you something. You're talking to a guy who grew up in the 70s in Baton Rouge. When I was somewhere where I wasn't supposed to be, they say you are illegally here. They didn't say you were undocumented.
Isabel in Lafayette. Good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim. I have a question for the gentleman that you have on air this morning. He's always spewing what it is the president has done for all of us, and he never gives any examples about what he has done. I'd like to hear from him what it is he believes the president has done that, you know, that he just keeps talking about the president like he's such a great person, and he is not. So it,
all right. Thank you, Isabel.
And I always go back to my roots. It said that everybody has opinion. This is my opinion. My opinion is a guy that made America strong again. We were a weak nation, and now we are strong again nationally. And with every nation, they're not, for example, when you're talking about killing a guy who killed 600 Americans, and then we say the president shouldn't have taken him out.
Well, Obama took out bin Laden.
I know, but I'm just saying he took out bin Laden.
You said America wasn't great under President Obama?
No. I'm not saying great. I'm saying strong military. That no one's going to be flying in here doing the type of things that they were doing. That's number one. Then he brought jobs back. Hold up. Brought jobs back to this country when President Obama, African-American president.
The job situation was improving under Obama compared to President Bush.
Listen, look at the numbers, Jim.
I have.
But look,
improving a lot. And the trend has continued under President Trump.
Well, let me say this to you. The tax break on corporate America brought jobs back to America. I said the only thing
that increased the deficit to over $1 trillion.
Well, let me just tell you something. Democrats have been increasing the deficit, giving away money.
The Democrats reduced deficits. Republicans increased.
Well, I'm just saying it's Darrell's opinion that this president has done a lot of good things for this country and continue to do them with all of the obstacles that are facing him. Now, look, you got to remember the historians are going to be the ones that look back at this president, and they're going to see that this president has done more for this country than the last three combined.
Well, I have a feeling that historians will look back differently and that people may be on the wrong side of history or supporting him, Darrell. But, Faye Williams, your thoughts?
Well, I'm just absolutely surprised that my brother, I thought we were going to have a truthful, decent conversation today, but I see that there is so much that Darrell is into that he can't seem to get away from. But I still believe, and that's one of the reasons I guess we don't have all-out war in this country. There are many people like me who believe what Dr. King said. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. And then Barack Obama added to that the other day when he said, but here's the thing, it does not bend on its own. It bends because each of us, in our own ways, put our hand on that, and we bend it in the direction of justice.
Johnny downtown. Johnny, you're on with Dr. Williams and Councilman Glasper. Hi, Johnny. Good morning to you. Can we pot him up, Matt? Okay. All right. Johnny, are you there?
Morning, Jim. Good morning,
yes,
Darrell.
Hey, good morning, sir.
We've been, Darrell and I go way back. I am.
What's your question, Johnny?
I can't believe that he supports Mr. Trump. Martin Luther King would be outraged at Darrell supporting.
Would Dr. King be a supporter of the president?
Dr. King was a Republican. Dr. King wanted to see America move in the right direction. And what a lot of people don't understand is, look, we all have our different views. My views are a little bit different than everybody else, and I understand that. But I'm going to tell you one thing about Jim. I have a history. I don't turn my back. I'm not a turncoat. And I say, look, I'm all in or I'm all out. Until this president does something very egregious, in my opinion, I'm going to say this to you. You don't have to like me. And I say that all the time. You don't have to like me as a public official. You don't have to like what I do, what I say. All right. But all I'm saying to you is what he has done to affect this country, in my opinion, it's been a whole lot better than the last three presidents, both Republicans and Democrats.
Dr. Williams, would Dr. King be a fan of this president?
I think Dr. King, whether he's a Republican or not, would totally be not in agreement with this president in terms of what he's done, because Dr. King believed in justice and mercy and grace and fair play and looking out for the homeless, looking out for the poor, and, of course, making our country one of peace. Now, I don't understand why Darrell is doing this. I can't believe he believes what he is saying. But I can say if you elect a clown, then, you know, you should expect a circus, and that's what Trump has brought to us, a circus.
Ann in St. Francisville. Ann, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Yes.
Hi. I just want to say I've watched Donald Trump for well over 30 years, and in 30 years he has had over five bankruptcies, looking back historically, his family business was sued multiple times by the state of New York for denying housing to black citizens.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Here is Donald Trump from 2008. Donald Trump, Matt's pulling him up as we speak, commenting about the impeachment of President Clinton and what he thought should have been the impeachment of the Republican George W. Bush. Here's the president
when
he was 62.
She first got in and was named Speaker, I met her, and I'm very impressed by her. I think she's a very impressive person. I like her a lot. But I was surprised that she didn't do more in terms of Bush and going after Bush. It just seemed like she was going to really look to impeach Bush and get him out of office, which personally I think would have been a wonderful thing.
Impeaching him?
Absolutely. For the war. For the war.
Because of the conduct of the
war. Well, he lied. He got us into the war with lies. And, I mean, look at the trouble Bill Clinton got into with something that was totally unimportant. And they tried to impeach him, which was nonsense. And yet Bush got us into this horrible war with lies, by lying, by saying they had weapons of mass destruction, by saying all sorts of things that turned out not to be true.
All right. Should Bush have been impeached and Clinton not be impeached, according to Donald Trump? Do you agree with the president?
I'm going to say I don't know about being impeached, but he's right. They lied to the United States of America and to Americans about a war, and they engaged in the war. And let me tell you, wars was all about money. That's all it was all right. about.
Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil.
Hi, good morning. You know something? That's something that I do agree with Trump on about that Mr. Bush should have been impeached. And here's something that I agree with Martin Luther King on. He says that nothing in the world is more dangerous than a sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. You have a great day, Mr. Glasper.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Sean in Mid-City. Hello, Sean. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes. I would just like to say from both sides of the argument of the gentleman and the lady, I'm a young African-American male in Baton Rouge, and I can see both points of view where you stand completely against Donald Trump and for him in a lot of ways. I think that Donald Trump is divisive, but he does speak a lot of truth, and he opens people's eyes to a lot of the nonsense.
All right, Daryl, there's one for you. Thank you, Sean.
And Jim, I want to say this. I don't worry about people who for or against me. I have my opinion, and I'm going to stick to my opinions. And I tell you, at the end of the day, history will prove me right or wrong.
877-217-5757. A few more minutes with Daryl and Faye, and we'll return after this quick timeout on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. We're wrapping it up with Dr. E. Faye Williams and Daryl Glasper, and then we'll hear from Brad Schreiber. His book is Music Power, Popular Songs, Social Justice, and the Will to Change. But as we finish up with Dr. Williams and Daryl Glasper, Faye Williams, the impeachment trial starts tomorrow. Republicans hold a 53-47 advantage in the U.S. House. It'll take 67 votes to convict the president. How do you see the final tally being?
I'm not hopeful that the president will not be convicted, but I do believe that there are at least four people who are going to allow more evidence in, and there will be more Republicans who want to vote with the Democrats so that a majority of the people in the Senate will still say he is guilty, whether they convict him or not. It's just a matter of that high threshold that we have to reach in order to convict him.
All right. Now, Bill Clinton, there was no majority on either article of impeachment in the Senate in 1999. Will there be a majority on either article, Daryl Glasper?
I don't know if there's going to be a majority, but I think he's going to be acquitted. And he'll be acquitted of some things that I think that are absolutely wrong. They don't hold merit. And I think that at some point in time, even the historians are saying that the things that he's charged with actually are not constitutional, but we'll see. I mean, I'm not making that call, but I do also think he's going to be reelected for another term in this country, and hopefully that we can continue to move the country in the right direction versus the wrong.
And an irony that one of the president's lead attorneys now is Ken Starr, the special counsel, independent prosecutor who prosecuted Bill Clinton in the Monica Lewinsky affair.